Good morning. Continuing on the Cyclospora track, I'll be talking about our outbreak investigation conducted in Austin, Texas last summer. We received our initial notification on June 19th of last year. We had 8 cases of Cyclospora reported from a local laboratory. We also had a local employer report a cluster of gastrointestinal illness amongst 26 employees seen at their on-site wellness clinic. They had 1 laboratory confirmed cases Cyclospora with onsets ranging between May 29th and June 3rd. At this point, we also notified our Environmental Health Division and also the Texas Department of State Health Services. The following Monday, on the 22nd, we implemented the ICS system. We established our case definitions for our outbreak and issued a press release and notification to our providers. We also requested name, phone numbers from all the employees visiting that on-site wellness clinic with symptoms consistent with Cyclospora. During our outbreak, we used the CDC Cyclospora investigation form for all of our case interviews. We were asking cases to review their credit and debit card records and receipts, anything to prompt their dietary recall, because these cases were being reported to us 3 weeks, 1 month out from their onset of illness. And we were trying to capture a 14-day food history. We also utilized the line list to track any sort of food exposures in common restaurants folks were eating at, as well as international travel. We reviewed menu items and ingredients from these common restaurants to determine if there were any common fresh produce vehicles. We also conducted site visits to restaurants and a local food supplier and collected invoice records from them. From June 22nd through July 1st, we identified 8 total clusters, 3 restaurants, 2 graduation clusters, and 2 wedding clusters. One of the graduation and wedding clusters were associated with Restaurant A, which were catered meals by Restaurant A. And also the local business had a on-site cafeteria, which had a very plentiful salad bar. On June 26th, we initiated a traceback investigation after we had a cluster of 7 cases identified. We also did a site visit to Restaurant B on June 29th. Both of these restaurants, we identified 6 produce items and requested invoice records from them. On June 30th, we identified Restaurant C, and we determined that contacting them to determine who their produce supplier was probably all we needed from them at this point. The cases reported eating there didn't really have a good memory of what meal items that they consumed. And we also had the local business cafeteria's records in hand as well. In conjunction with the Texas Department of State Health Services and the Texas Rapid Response Team, we identified that they all had the same local produce supplier, Supplier A. We conducted a site visit on July 1st, where we identified 4 produce items and collected invoice records and kind of turned over the investigation to the Texas Rapid Response Team for follow-up. And on July 28th, the FDA placed an import ban on any imported cilantro from Puebla, Mexico region. So this was work in conjunction with state and federal partners on all levels to identify this lovely cilantro. Our cases had onsets mainly reported in the last week of May and first week of June of last year. We had a smattering of international linked cases or international travel linked cases throughout June of last year, mainly to Mexico, more specifically the Yucatan Peninsula. Our cases, we had no hospitalizations or deaths. We investigated 113 cases meeting our case definition. 93 of those were laboratory confirmed. 19% of our cases traveled to Mexico, and we identified over 200 restaurants in our 14-day food history collected from our case interviews. Of the 8 clusters we investigated, only 5 of them, we only had 5 with significant information to follow up on. Over 60% of our cases reported eating cilantro in their 14-day food history. In conclusion, the early press release we issued at the beginning of the outbreak probably allowed for that additional cluster identification in the first week. Our ICS system definitely helped streamline our investigation and communication with our local and state partners. restaurants A through C receive cilantro from supplier A, and that cilantro was implicated as the source or suspected source of the cyclospora outbreak investigation in Austin in Texas last year. That ban is still in place this year for fresh or cut cilantro, so I hope we don't see anything again.